Mr. Chairman,
distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I'd like to convey the message of His Excellency President of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam, Mr. Trương Tấn Sang, to congratulate and to wish the conference fruitful outcomes. I also like to express our congratulations to you, Mr. Chairman, on your election, and firmly believe that under your leadership, the 38th FAO conference will end with great success. Vietnam delegation would also like to congratulate the Brunei Darussalam, Singapore, and South Sudan for their full membership and the FAO in this conference. Mr. Chairman, agricultural development, ensuring food security, are the vital basis for the social and political order, making ground for the socio-economic development in every country. Major common challenges of our world are today to eradicate food insecurity, nutrient deficiencies, and unsafe food, improve the quality and balance of food consumption and nutrition, improve the livelihoods of populations in rural areas, ensure more inclusive food and agricultural systems, increase resilience of livelihoods to threats and shocks, and strengthen governance mechanisms. We believe that facing such big difficulties and challenges, the FAO, more than ever, needs to continue its efforts in reforming and renovating to further improve the effectiveness of its activities. In this regard, we'd like to commend the Director General, Mr. Jose Garcia da Silva, and his team for their efforts and dedication to the ongoing FAO reform process. Mr. Chairman, Vietnam supports the FAO Review Strategic Framework 2012-2019 and related medium-term plan and program of work. In particular, the medium-term plan provides a clear line of sight from the amended global goal of the organization through its new cross-cutting strategic objectives and related action plans to the measurable outcomes and outputs, as well as to enhance the impact of the technical and operational capacity of the FAO. We are of the view that a consultative approach with participation from all stakeholders should be applied to reach a consensus on a budget that will ensure a successful implementation of the agreed program of work. Mr. Chairman, Vietnam has been implementing the Millennium Development Goals with successes recognized by the world community, especially in relation to the first MDG on poverty reduction, as shown by the diploma awarded by the FAO. However, Vietnam agriculture still facing with many difficulties, such as low competitiveness for its products, the production system is not effective and seriously affected by climate change. Natural habitats are declining, transboundary diseases, and insufficient investment and lack of sustainable financing and economic crisis. To cope with those difficulties, our government recently launched the program on restructuring the agriculture sector, aiming towards sustainable development and green growth. Mr. Chairman, Vietnam wishes to participate to the world's poverty reduction programs and is ready to share its lessons and experience with every country, especially the African countries. Much of this work has been conducted under the framework of the South-South Cooperation Program. The success of these cooperation models has been recognized by the donors, the organizations, as well as the recipient countries. One of the major difficulties, however, is the financial constraint. We therefore call for a third party to be involved in our cooperation with Africa. Organizations such as the FAO and developed countries will make valuable contribution to food security in Africa by providing financial support besides technical support. And Vietnam will continue to take part by providing qualified agricultural expertise in cooperation projects. We strongly believe that with the support from the international community, in particular from the FAO and IFAD, Vietnam will put its best efforts in implementing programs of poverty reduction, agricultural and rural modernization to contribute to the achievements of our national objectives, making the agriculture a major sector leading our economy. We thank you very much.